News started spreading Sunday afternoon that one of the four passengers killed in the derailment was one of Phillipstown's own, 58-year-old Jim Lovell. Friends say he took the early morning train to Manhattan for work to help with the lighting and sound for the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. The audio technician is being remembered as a family man and a community-oriented and all-around nice guy. Main Street in Cold Spring Monday was on the quieter side. Cold Spring is a village within the town of Phillipstown. Many shops are closed Mondays. Perhaps more eerie was the less-than-half-full parking lot at the Cold Spring Metro North Station. Many community members simply shook their heads, some fighting back tears. Leonora Burton owns a shop on Main Street and New Level. She also knows his wife, Phillipstown Town Board member Nancy Montgomery.
It's like one of the saddest things. I almost closed yesterday because I couldn't stop crying.
Asked how such a tight-knit community handles news of the death of a well-liked resident, Burton answers,
traumatically. Everybody, because of Nancy being a Phillipstown trustee, knows the name. And most of the people who have kids in school know the kids. Anyone who goes into Foodtown knows the older kid because he works there.
Foodtown is a small supermarket in town, and when you walk into Foodtown, you inevitably run into someone you know, either in the aisle or at the checkout. Annette Padala is a customer relations manager at Foodtown, where Lovell's oldest of three sons, Finn, works part-time.
Everybody just comes together to help out. It really just hits you. We're all here for each other. Pretty much everybody is from this area, lives in this town. Everybody's lived here their whole life. We're just all here for each other.
And they are here for each other to help with contributions, Burton explains.
I have a gift basket business, and I've had several calls for people wanting to send baskets, and I hope tactfully suggested that the GoFundMe donation site that's been put up by Tony Shim would take donations. I would rather the donations go directly to Nancy than me get the money for the baskets.
And the donations through the GoFundMe site set up by Toby Shimon have been pouring in. As of 4:15 Monday afternoon, more than $43,000 was raised by 427 people in 20 hours. Padala likes the gesture.
I think it's wonderful. We've even started something here as a store. We started getting people to contribute money.
A small fundraiser is how she describes it. Here's Democratic State Senator Terry Gibson, whose district includes Phillipstown.
Phillipstown is a very close-knit community. And everybody knows everybody, and this has just been real devastating to everyone there.
He says he and some of his staff members know the family.
So, yeah, I was fortunate to have met Jim and Nancy while I was running for the state Senate, and obviously since I've been elected, they are very active in the Phillipstown community.
Also killed in the Metro North derailment were 54-year-old Donna Smith of Newburgh and 59-year-old James Ferrari of Montrose in northern Westchester County. The fourth passenger who died is a 35-year-old woman from Queens. Federal officials are investigating how the train that originated in Poughkeepsie derailed, rounding a riverside curve in the Bronx, injuring more than 60 others. Montgomery released a statement to a local newspaper saying Jim Lovell was a dedicated father, a caring husband, and a loyal friend. She says he had a passion for his work in the media and for the friendships he made and cherished. His spirit and sense of community can never be replaced. Montgomery expressed thanks for the overwhelming outpouring of love and support from friends, family, and her hometown. Her statement ends with, quote, "We are grateful. Jim loved so many, and so many loved him." It is the last sentence echoed by so many in town on this quiet December day. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.